Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here we go. It is our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by Aircraft Management Group, Guardian Protection, North Country Brewing, Charles Leach Insurance, and Firehouse Subs. By the way, if you are thinking about stopping by, please do. Lunch is being served. We are grilling out. Please stop by and join us. Our picnic is presented by Saloni's Italian Bread, Firehouse Subs, a Barta Coca-Cola beverages, and Smith's Hot Dogs. And this hour is brought to you by Target Freight Management. Donnie Chedrick along with Doran Dickerson and Jason Mackey as we take you from 12 until 2. And we have a big guest right off the top, fellas. It is the big fella for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Paul Skeens is joining us on the fan hotline. And Jason, I'm going to let you lead off with the big man because you're the guy who made this happen. So you can start it, and we'll do a little three-man weave here.
All right. Well, it's all about him. What a gesture by Paul Skeens to come on and participate with this, not out of character from people who have seen him. Paul, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Really, really appreciate you doing this. I know we talked last night at the ballpark, and you said you put firefighters and first responders kind of in the same category as military personnel, soldiers. Why is that? What's your thought process there?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, all those folks are volunteering and putting their lives on the line to help the greater good. So the military, I think a large portion of the time, it, you don't see what they're doing because they're overseas. But firefighters and police officers, medical, you know, first responders, they're all acting every day to help people that are, you know, within our community and make a difference here in the community. So absolutely need to help them as much as we can.
Paul, you have two uncles in the Navy, one in the Coast Guard. Is that initially why you wanted to join the military? Were they a reason for inspiration to want to serve your country? And if that is so or not so, what did you learn from the military in your time in the service that you can apply to baseball?
Yeah, I mean, my initial goal was to go to the Naval Academy because my two uncles who went there and obviously went to the Air Force Academy for a couple of years because I thought there was a better fit. But there are a lot of things. I think I've gotten asked this before, and my, you know, stock answer for it is basically that it's easier to say what doesn't help me in baseball rather than what does, just because of how much of an impact the military has had on me. So I think the biggest thing, though, is, you know, recognizing that when we're out there, you know, giving up a leadoff double or a home run or whatever it is, it's just baseball. Just realizing that it's really not that important in the grand scheme of things, and helping to keep everything in perspective.
Paul, what does it mean to you about giving back and more specifically helping out first responders, whether it be military or you know, like we are out here today with local volunteer fire departments?
I mean, it's huge. Like I said earlier, these firefighters and other first responders are doing everything they can and putting their lives on the line and their well-being, their families, everything for our community. And it's, in my opinion, a more direct, more direct and more personal sacrifice in some ways. So we can't ever repay everything that they're doing. At the end of the day, they're volunteering to do what they do and put themselves in harm's way, and we have to support them.
Paul, I know you've flown in fighter jets. In San Diego, you guys visited the Naval Air Station in North Island. One, how was that? But two, driving a fire truck, is that ever something you think you could do, would do, would want to do? Where are you with that?
I was lucky enough last year to get in a fire truck, and they let me, you know, honk the horn and all that, but didn't let me drive. I can't imagine why. So flying is obviously I'd like to think so. Flying is obviously a unique set of challenges. I think driving my truck to the field is hard enough, so I'll stick with that rather than trying to drive a fire truck.
Paul, we've all seen your game day routine. It's fantastic. The way you get ready for a game, all the different things you do. You throw a football around, which is something I personally like. But what's your routine like before that? Like, you're driving down to the stadium, to PNC Park. Like, what are you listening to? Whenever you wake up in the morning, what do you eat? Like, how do you get yourself ready to get ready for a baseball game?
Yeah, I'm a pretty boring guy. I do pretty much this. If it were up to me, I'd do the same thing every day. And I would love it. And I know a lot of people aren't that way. Pretty much eat the same thing every day for breakfast, you know, a few eggs and a bagel or something like that. But get to the field, and, you know, today is 2 days post-start. It's, like I said, it's the same thing every time through. So 2 days post-start, I'll throw and I'll lift today. And tomorrow I'll throw a bullpen and I'll lift. And then the day before my start, I'll play catch and I'll lift. So it's the same thing every time. You know, finding confidence and a routine and you know, just being prepared by basically doing the same thing every time. So it's boring, but I love it.
What kind of stuff is on that that lift playlist? Is it any different from the pregame playlist?
Man, it's all over the place. Depends what mood I'm in. There's some days where I show up and I do just absolutely don't want to do the work, but you have to. So I'll listen to something, you know, a little more easygoing to kind of get my mood up during the lift. But a lot of the times it's audiobooks or podcasts or something like that. Kind of to get the mind working a little bit, but there's not one thing that I fall back to every single day. It's kind of all over the place.
Hey, Paul, last night Mike Burrows was awesome. Braxton Ashcraft comes in there, and he's been really, really good since he's come up. Bubba's going to be here soon. Obviously yourself, you know, Jared, when he gets back. But how exciting is it for you to be a part of a pitching staff with so many young, dynamic arms? And you guys are all good people, too, and you're kind of similar personalities that you want to attack hitters. But how much fun is that to be a part of?
Yeah, it's great. And to be honest, I'm probably the newest out of all those guys. Bubba got drafted the year before me. Burrows has been around, and Ashcraft has been around for a little bit. You can throw Kyle Nicholas in there too. They've all been together for a long time. And so they came up together. They've worked together. They, you know, have put everything they have into this game together through low A, high A, double A, triple A. And now they're all doing it in the big leagues. It's really cool to watch. And like you said, I think we all attack hitters very similarly. So yesterday was good to see for Mike and for Braxton. And man, it's just the start. It's gonna be fun to watch. Obviously with Bubba coming up soon and probably a couple other guys coming. It's you know, it's gonna be dynamic and it's gonna be fun to watch and fun to be a part of.
Paul, whenever we watch you and, you know, people of the city of Pittsburgh and, you know, obviously outside of Pittsburgh, whenever we watch you pitch, you make it look very easy. But a lot of us know that it's not easy. It's not easy to be a dynamic, dominant major league pitcher. How was that transition from LSU to major leagues, to the Major League Baseball? Was it difficult at first? Was there any anxiety? Was there, you know, anything go through your mind that was different than college from whenever you got to the Pirates?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a different game. I actually watched some college baseball for the first time this year, this weekend, watching some regional play. And it's just it reminded me how different the games are. It's almost a completely different sport. So I was lucky to have, you know, a major league pitching coach at LSU who told us basically how it was going to be. He taught us obviously how to pitch in college, but you know, gave us his thoughts and his opinions on what it was going to be like to pitch in a major league. So I held on to that from a pretty early time period. And then, you know, the nice thing is when I got out of LSU, I got to pitch in pro ball after that, which kind of accelerated all of it. And then being able to trust guys like Yaz and Joey and Henry and Endy also that were around last year in spring training during the season last year and then, you know, into this year, I think they helped me learn very quickly. Not so much, you know, doing anything different really, but just how to use my stuff and how to approach hitters, because it's just a completely different game than in college. So you know, as much as you guys see the product on the field with me, it's taken a lot of outside help, you know, from within the organization. That, you know, it takes a village, and I think we were able to make adjustments very quickly because of that.
Do you miss hitting? Do you miss catching at all?
I miss catching more than I miss hitting. Yeah, I think it's the aspect of just getting hitters out. Hitting, my body never felt as good when I was hitting and pitching and catching as it does now when I'm just pitching. So I'm happy with where I'm at, but I do miss catching and calling games and feeling strikes and all that that I just don't get to do anymore, basically.
Paul, I want to ask about the big Pat McAfee event that was a little bit over a month ago. You got called out there, fans were going crazy for you, but you're out there in some rarefied air. I mean, you're with Big Ben, you're with the Penguins Big Three, and then you had to do that challenge where you threw a football. What was that whole experience like, and did you feel pressure when you had to make that toss?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, man, it was unbelievable. That was the first time I had met Big Ben and Sydney. I'm hanging out, you know, backstage with them and kind of just picking their brains about, because they've obviously been in Pittsburgh forever and they've won here. You know, the fan base that was at that event obviously knows those guys, you know, more than they know me too. So it felt, it was probably a little bit of like imposter syndrome. Like, what am I doing here? At the time, I hadn't even been in Pittsburgh for a year. So I'm like, you know, why am I here with these guys who have been here for 20 plus years? And so it was an unbelievable opportunity to just obviously, you know, do the event with them, but more than anything, just like speak with them and get to know them. Yeah, obviously missed the two throws, but it is what it is. I like to think of it as, I say Pat McAfee $1 million, but I was trying to make the throws. I was trying really hard and I just missed, so whatever.
So speaking of money, Paul, and this we'll wrap. I have one more question, but I want to give you an opportunity to talk about it. You're not just calling in; you're contributing. I know this is an important cause to you. You're signing some balls. You're also donating. Do you want to say it? Do you want me to say it? I want to make sure people know that how much you care about this.
Yeah, I mean, donating $1,000. I think it's a really important event, what you're doing. Obviously the support for the firefighters is the most important thing. So like I said, we can never do enough. So just really want to contribute in some way.
Good stuff, man.
That's awesome.
We love having you here. Thank you so much for doing this. You're also signing some balls that people are going to have an opportunity to win, believe in the 3 o'clock hour, the 7 o'clock hour, and then wrapping up. But I just have one question, Paul, because I understand this pretty good talking to you about it. Maybe people need to hear it again. I think they probably do, but about winning here and believing you guys can win and you being happy here and enjoying your time in Pittsburgh. I know you've said versions of it before, but how do you look at the Pirates, the ability to win here, what this city can do, what it can mean for you? Just what's your lens on that gobbledygook of a question?
Yeah, I mean, I don't put much stock into losing games by one run. It's still a loss, you know, it still shows up as 0-1, but you look at the roster, you look at the makeup of our team, and you look at some teams that are, you know, kind of similar to us in years prior. We're losing a fair amount of games, or we've lost a fair amount of games last year and this year by one run, which, you know, is just, hey, we're not doing enough to pull these games out, but we're close. I really believe that. And, you know, there's going to be some changes that have to happen for us to pull out those games. But you start winning, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 one-run games, you know, in a two-week span, you know, three-week span, whatever it is, then the record starts showing up a little bit different. And then – who knows, you know, come July, we're buyers, not sellers, and, you know, whatever it is. I do believe that we're close. I enjoy it here. I know a lot of other guys on the team really enjoy it here. And we just have to, you know, get back to doing what we're good at, you know, now and in the future. And I mean, the fans show up when we're winning. It's a great place to play. I've gotten to play at most of the parks around the league now, and I don't think, you know, I think back to June and July of last year when we were rolling and the fans were showing up every game, making a lot of noise and giving us a lot of support, and that was probably the most electric atmosphere I've played in since I've been in the big league. So I don't blame fans for not coming when we're not playing well. If I were a fan you know, the team sucking, I probably wouldn't show up either. So it's on us to change that. But we're close. I do believe that. And when we do start winning, it's a really fun time for us.
Paul Skeens, thank you so much, man. I'll see you soon. Can't verbalize enough how much this means to people.
Yeah, thank you very much. Glad we're doing some good.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Guys, I put out a little challenge. That was awesome, by the way. Yep. Thank you, Jason.
Cool. Yeah, thanks,
because
Jason.
I know that you did some groundwork there to make that happen. Getting to talk to Paul Skeens.
All Paul.
I want to walk in fire gear, and my little way of, I guess, enticing people to help us out here. I said for every $1,000 that gets added from the time we started at noon until 2, I would do a mile on their treadmill in there. I mean, because they got a full gym. It's awesome.
So did Skeens just buy you a mile?
I think he may have.
Yes.
I think he may have. And, like, we're going to check the board later on. And if you can't stop by to see us, you can text your donation. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456, courtesy of Don's Appliances. Or you can donate online at 937thefan.com. And speaking of Don's Appliances, we have one of their folks here now, their marketing manager, Molly Hillebrand. Thankful for her joining us here at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Molly, how are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having me. Excited to support such an awesome campaign with the Fan here at the Upper St. Clair Fire Department.
What is something that people might not know about Don's Appliances that you would just love to get out there? You know, just some community involvement you may have or some of the services that you guys offer?
Yeah, so we offer sales, service, delivery, and installation. And actually, we were founded right up the street here in Upper St. Clair, right in Norman Center. So it's perfectly fitting that we're right here at the Upper St. Clair Fire Department. And my grandfather, Don, actually started the company in 1971. So we've been involved in the community since then and continue to support local organizations as such, like these.
What inspired Don's Appliances to get involved with the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon?
Yeah, I think last year, due to some other community involvement that we did have, I wasn't able to support, but I saw the community involvement across, obviously, social media, and we listened to the Fan all the time at the office. So I knew that as we wanted to support this year, and obviously we had the opportunity to do so, and as the text-to-donate sponsor, it was the perfect timing.
That's awesome. With Don's Appliance being locally owned, not every you don't always see businesses like that, right? Like, I think we all look at them in a special way, too. You pass that down. How much does that mean to you to be a part of that?
I think it's awesome. Obviously, my grandfather started it, so continuing that legacy through our family is awesome. And to support the community that all of our employees live in, I think, is awesome as well.
Is there, like, a community budget that you guys have for events like this, like for donations and sort of like a donation that you give to each thing that you're involved in?
We don't have a set budget. It's just obviously where we are for the year. Obviously, if sales are up, we can continue to donate. And obviously, we're so happy this year to be able to support $5,000 towards this event. And so, yeah.
They're racking up the miles on me, boys.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. There's six. There's
Molly,
six.
I hope you brought a change of clothes.
I was listening before, and I'm like, man, I got 5 miles on you now.
I got a change of clothes. I got a towel because they got showers back there. I'm going to be all set. Molly, thank you so much for hopping on with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Anyone else who stops by and gets to see us, they get 3 raffle tickets, good for gift cards to Mike's Beer Bar, Lamont gift cards, and parking gift cards to Globe Parking. You can also join the conversation, as always, at 412-928-9370. Our fan text line at that same number, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. More from the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon up next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.